We've joined yet? Did we
Yeah.
join? Is that
No. Okay.
who's
Simon Gimel Dinei Levishas Begadav Veiluchai. Right? So we're talking about wearing clothing. So the kitzur goes off on a little bit of a tangent here. So Ein Halacha B'Chukas Ayav D'Kachayim. You should not go in the ways of the goyim and anything similar to them. Lo b'malbush v'lo b'seir k'yotzim. Not with clothing, not with hair, or anything along those lines. Don't go with the goyim. Be careful that perhaps the less you should go. Tinokish means you should be like attracted after them. You shouldn't wear any clothing that shows sort of gaiva. And it's a malbush of officers. You're not allowed to be compared or do anything similar to goyim, even shoelaces. If it's the guy's way to tie the shoes one way and Yisrael a different way, their meaning is for a guy to have red shoelaces. And the yid has black, because wearing black is humble. Also, you saw Lashana, as you saw, can't change it. And we say, Yilmar, call out the Medina
So
country.
Gucci belt buckles are out, right?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure. It's a good question. Let's finish first. And we say, Yilmar, call out the Medina. It goes based on every person and his place and the time. Shamabash also you are a priestess. Any clothing that's done for gaiva and priestess lo yasi Yisrael kain you shouldn't do it. It's gotta your clothing should be humble.
What code is that?
Hachi
Mommy's
Amrinu
waiting for you
b'sifri.
upstairs, and I see you
Hold on.
hiding.
Hachi Amrinu b'sifri. That's what it
And what's
says
coming? Go
in
upstairs.
Sifri. Since they go out with argaman with purple, argaman. That's what they tie to argaman, right? Purple.
Yeah,
Yes,
like
meaning.
Shesh Ragamarusha. Yeah,
Yeah.
purple, right?
So meaning since a guy walks goes around with argaman, so I'm also gonna go hail behind yards and be kulsin. Even they go out with like Pirish Kli Zion, what's it called? Not instruments, weapons. Yaakov. These things are gaiva, and that's not the way Yaakov's children go. It's the derech to be humble and not to be arrogant, which maybe sort of tells you no guns. Anything that there's concern for any sort of anything of a goy l'yasi, don't do it. Don't take shave. Don't run your hair long. You have to be separated from a goy in the way you wear things and the way you speak. Same way, philosophically. We are totally different than Goyim, so why shouldn't we dress differently than them? Separate from the Goyim. So there's a lot to be discussed here, and it's vague. Like Avi said, to wear a Gucci belt buckle sounds, according to this kid, sounds awesome. Right? Or any
But we should know
fancy
that that
watch
they do.
name and you're wearing your sounds also. Obviously, when I take it more to an extreme, the Litvish sort of play it down the middle. I have no idea what the heter is to wear a necktie. Right? What is a necktie for? It's to make you look chashuv.
It's
See,
not
David, no
comfortable.
offense over there. I'm just saying it's a right, but I'm not wearing a tie, all right? So, I mean, I put my tie on for the minimum. I tried last year to stop wearing a tie, and it made such a ruckus by the davening. I figured I just put it on for davening. The second I walk into my house, that tie is off, right? I'm not
How
saying
could
it's frumpka. I think it's a laziness
not wear
thing.
a tie?
Exactly. That gets back previous conversation before the recording from Jesse. I'm not a
That's why
rabbi.
I said it. That's why I said it.
Very good. So, so there you get them. Then, of course, you get into wearing baseball caps of baseball teams. Certainly, wearing team jerseys with a guy's name on the back. I really don't see personally. I don't see what a heter is for that. Right? That's mamish. You're trying to look like a guy.
But Lamaista, it sounds like only Hasidim follow this halacha in full.
Well, we keep right. It seems Hasidim keep it to the extreme. So the thing is like this:
the
basic rule
is
that
maybe we just lax.
Could be. It's hard to say that. Meaning anything that's normally worn. So we wear suits. Yeah, and there's different colors. It doesn't have to be a black suit, and you don't have to have like the chassidim with the buttons button in the opposite direction, and et cetera, et cetera. I mean, that sounds a little extreme, right? Nobody's going to say that a guy's wearing a shirt or a pair of pants or a suit that he's dressing like a guy, right? But the extra things to make you look more gaivadik, because that's what goyim do
no,
to make
but
themselves look more
expensive
chashuv.
Suits.
So then that's a little bit more of a problem.
They're expensive suits. They're expensive shoes. There's
yeah,
brand
so,
name suits,
but shoes
there's
are
like custom made
shoes.
suits, there's shoes that also like can be like Gucci, all this stuff.
Right, so that I don't know if that's that I'm saying that's that but that's Lamaisa, shoes are shoes. You have to wear shoes.
I heard a similar question asked to Adam Godel. He said, if you do it lishmo, then it's okay. If you don't do it lishmo, if you do it for gaiva, taiva.
Well, what kind of lishmo is it to wear a Gucci belt?
If you, I guess, you want to, like, I don't know, you want to, like, you know, beautify the way you dress, like, you know, hidurim, whatever, like, show that you come, like, you know, come to davening in a, like, you know, expensive talis, I don't know, expensive suit.
Well, you're not going to say that an expensive talis is a guy.
Right, but I'm saying, stop, like, all everything,
yeah,
the way you
a
dress, they can invent vehicle, like, goes on, not just on talis, right? It can go on the way, on your head, on your suit.
Right. Maybe okay, it is vague, but if a person does have to know, a person has to know what he's trying to accomplish with his clothing. Fine.
I don't know.
Yeah, fine.
About owning guns, is that? Just if it's you're owning a gun for gaivatika reasons and not for
probably
carrying.
For safety. Yeah, I would say hidden. What do you call it? What's the name that they say? Hidden? What's it called? Concealed carry.
Concealed carry.
Right. So concealed carry, lechora, sounds like it's okay. Right.
It
because
should be
you're not showing
no,
that you're
be.
going.
You
nobody
carry.
Sees it. No, I'm saying, but in a blue flower, I don't know, whatever they're holding. Yeah. Concealed lachara should be okay. That's what I would think. Okay. By to gimelo yilbash begadim yikarim, you shouldn't wear expensive clothing. He dovers and maybe it's on the day gaiva. It brings a person to gaiva, which it 100% does. When you wear chashuv clothing, you feel better about yourself. You feel confident, even though more chashuv clothing does. Hey, do you need a new wardrobe? Right, that's the opening phrase before even Shalom Aleichem, but on Friday night. But that's Lamaisa. You have to know it's a fine line whether it's considered gaivo. You're just trying to look like a mensch. You can't go the other way either and wear bad clothing or dirty clothing. So you shouldn't be embarrassed in front of the brias. You have to have the middle of the road like everything else, like we said. On Thursday, tznius applies to men too. You have to be down the middle. A person should even sell the house in order to make sure that he has shoes. That's how important shoes are, right? But because it's embarrassing to walk in the public without shoes, culture can nowadays. We know that the right, like tonight's daf, the right side is chashuv for avoda. We know that by the miluim and by the mitzayra, everything is in the right hand. By wearing clothing and other things, yaktim shel yamin l'shel small, you always put your right side on before your left side. And then when you're taking off your shoes and other clothing, yachlit shel small tchila, you take off the left first, shezeu kvayda shel yamin, because that's the proper respect to the right. Vachlinin kshira, but tying hasmol choshev yoseh, but the left is more choshev. And yishe koshen alav as a tefillin, because you tie the tefillin. V'lechek shetzarech likshar. When you want to tie something, shall small tchila, you tie the left first. Kigoyim menolim sheyesh bem kshira. If you have shoes that have knots, no sheyimin ve'ena kosher. You put on the first. You put on the right first. You put on the right shoe. Don't tie it. Menolim shall small. Then you put on the left shoe kosher, and then the same thing by other clothing too. All right, and then when you take it off, you have the same thing. And the shaila is, what about women? And what about a lefty? So women, I think, don't have to be makbid on this. But the lefty is a machlokes. Now you also have a different thing that the kitzur doesn't talk about, and that is that you're supposed to get dressed from the top down. And also he doesn't talk about washing in the shower. You should also wash your right side of your body before your left side of your body. That means that you have to wash your entire right side and then your entire left. I mean, if you're washing your arms, do your right arm before your left arm. You also should do the top of your body from your head on down. Because the head, the top of the body, is more chashuv than the bottom of the body. Hey, Yizarmi,
left,
little bunch.
Even lefty? The shower in
left,
the lefty?
No, same achleikus by lefties, by anything else.
And shower applies to women?
Right to left applies. I mean, the only difference by women is maybe because they don't put on tefillin. That's all.
No, but I'm thinking if we tie it to tefillin, then it's only applicable to men.
Correct. No, but that's only for tying. Anything else should be applicable to women.
And everything else is right first. Okay.
Yeah. Hey, Yizarm, a little bit shnei begodim. You should be careful to not wear two clothing at one time, meaning you're allowed to wear two clothing, meaning you're allowed to wear two jackets. Just don't put them on at the same time. That is considered that you can cause you to forget. Where that comes in is with people that take their yarmulke off and put it into their hat and then put their hat on. The chayra, that's putting on two articles of clothing at the same time. Right? Or taking off pants and underwear at the same time. Or putting them on at the same time, right?
The hat is considered clothing.
So, I mean, the kitzur shulchan only talks about putting them on, but the others bring that it means also about taking them off.
No, but I'm saying the hat, the black hat, is considered clothing.
Yeah. What else?
I'm not sure.
I would think that it's considered clothing. Fine. Vav. Also,
a belt, accessory.
I don't think so. I don't think that's clothing. I don't think. Fine. Bob, also Layla Dalar Amas, I like to be Pip Dabash Bakadusha Bagila Rosh. You're not allowed to walk four Amas without a yarmulke on, or to let anything out of any Dabash Bakadusha when your head is not covered. The Gama Katanim and even Katanim Tzichin Lahargin Lachasis Rosh and Kihir the Dabay Leon Imsu Deshmaya. Even minors should also have Imsu Deshmaya. The people that chayzim bekechavim, the people that looked at the stars, the astrologists, told her, "Brich ganvahava, your son is brich ganvah. Your son's going to be a ganav." Lo shavakti gluy reishas, she didn't leave him even for 1 second without his head covered, so he would have yirashamayim and he wouldn't be a crook. Amrle kasi reishach ki heri de davilach emsa deshmaya. Cover your head so that you don't have aims to dishmaya. The end of that story is that it fell off and he quickly jumped and he stole some fruit off of a tree. when he didn't have his head covered. Right? So you see that the importance of covering the hair, right?
Minhag is after hair cutting,
Yeah.
but it's better before. It's better than
Yeah.
before.
No, I never saw anybody be mocked. But you can't, listen, you don't pressure the kid. A kid doesn't have to keep mitzvahs. You know what I mean? You could try. When you could, you can't, you can't.
You
And
can
now,
just
how
put
big
on
does the head covering have to be?
the kippah.
Yeah. Now, how big does it have to be? So really, it has to be cover the majority of the head. Rav Moshe has a tshuva. The first tshuva in Igros Moshe actually is in Chelek Aruch Chaim Chelek Aleph. Tshuva Aleph is that you should at least see it from every meaning. It shouldn't be so small. Meaning somebody in front of you, back of you, and the sides of you should at least be able to see that you're wearing a yarmulke. That's the minimum according to Rav Moshe. All right. Now, what about by sleep? Yeah. So tzaddikim and anshei maaseh also make sure that their head is covered with the yarmulke when they sleep. Okay, Zion. Also, leila b'kaimas kufa v'gara nata. You're not allowed to go with a. You're not allowed to walk. Standing straight up, and your neck, facing up. Kenyan shenemar the two years and they went, they dressed, they walked hori. Shouldn't bend your head more than too much, meaning facing down. So that at least you can see who's coming towards you. And you want to also be able to see where you're walking. Right? Fine. You can see by the way a person walks if he's a chacham baldehu, or he's a fool. The way a fool walks, it's basically he's missing something in his heart, and everybody could tell. Who my dear lakol. Now Ramasha Feinstein actually has a tshuva that says when you're walking in the street, you're mechuyev to look down so you don't see women. So you have to know exact or see pritzos. So you have to know exactly what the gather is for all this. Ches yesh zar shlo yelech ish ben shtei nashim. A man should not go in between two women. V'lo ben shnei klavim, not in between two dogs. Ay shnei chazirim, or between two pigs. V'chein lo yenich ba nashim shetelech b'neim isha ay kelev. Ay chazir. Two men should make sure that a woman or a dog or a chazir doesn't walk in between them. Right, but two men are allowed to, right? And some say if there's more than dalaramas between the two women, it's okay. And what about that? There's also there's different hacks with all this. What?
This is for
What?
unrelated women.
Other unrelated women, yes, unrelated women.
Oh my
Yeah.
gosh.
Okay, we will stop over there. Everybody should have a fine night and a good talk.
Rabbi Stein, quick question.
Yes.
Let's say on Shabbos when a person's